Chapter 4. Abbot Dorcas was a brisk, energetic mouse in his mid-seasons. On this particular afternoon, his energy was being sorely taxed as he searched Redwall Abbey high and low, accompanied by Grandspike Niblow, the plump old hedgehog who was Abbey beekeeper. Dorcas paused at the foot of the attic stairs, waiting for Grandspike to catch up with him. Both creatures, panting heavily, sat down together on the stairs. Dorcas scratched at his scrubby, ginger-tinged beard.
"Well, ma'am, apart from these attics, that's the whole of the Abbey building we've been through, from the wine cellars to the dormitories. I don't think we've missed anything, have we?"
Grandspike stared inquiringly at the abbot.
"The kitchen larders. He could have hid himself there."
Dorcas discounted the suggestion.
"No, I searched them myself whilst you were going through Cavern Hole. Confound that young prink. Where does he get to? More important, where do our goods and chattels go? Where does he hide them?"
Grandspike rose wearily, dusting her apron off.
"Deary me, Father Abbot, I was wrong and you were right. We should never have taken Ortwell Prank into Redwall. Both his parents were bad lot, rambling and thieving like wild beasts. 'Tis true enough what was said about him. A prink could steal the eyes out of your head if you didn't watch him. 4 seasons of that rascal is more than enough for any abbey. I and Master Prink has surely tried every beast within Redwall. I think he's run out of sympathy from all, including myself."
Dorcas patted the good hedgehog's spines carefully.
"It's not our fault, Gran. We couldn't refuse a young'un a roof over his head and food. It's his mother and father I blame, deserting him and running off like they did. Ah, well, no use going over all that again. Come on, let's go and take a look through the attics."
He picked up the lantern they had brought along and began climbing the spiral staircase. They had ascended only a few steps when a deep rumbling voice echoed up to them from the lower dormitory floor.
"Be's you'm up there, Sir Habit? Well, he best just come down. I found any little scallywagger."
Dorcas immediately recognised the caller, Formal Burf, the leader of Redwall's quaintly spoken moles. Grandspike Niblow's voice went squeaky with relief.
"Thank ye, Master Burf, we be right down."
Formal Burf was waiting on the dormitory landing. He tugged his snout respectfully.
"Sir, ma'am, you'm excuse I for not coming up there. I'm girtly afeard of tall places."
Knowing the moles were soil diggers and afraid of heights, Dorcas smiled understandingly.
"I'm not too fussy on them myself, Burf. Did I hear you say that you'd caught Orquil? Where is he now?"
Formal Burf pointed a hefty digging claw in a downward motion.
"Henny gatehouse, sir, and him girtly well guarded, poor eye."
As the trio trooped downstairs, Grandspike shook her head.
"In the gatehouse. I might have knowed it. Father Abbot, we should have searched from the outside and worked inward, instead of doing it t'other way about."
Dorcas heaved a long sigh.
"Not to worry. The main thing is that young Prink has been caught."
By the time they had reached ground level and were crossing Great Hall, others were hastening to join them, everybody speculating.
"Has he been apprehended, the villain?"
"Aye, Skipper's holding Ortwell in the gatehouse."
"Oh, that's where he's hiding."
"No, they just took him there so he couldn't escape."
"Well, where was his secret hiding place, do you know?"
"No, but we'll soon find out. Come on."